Hello. We are learning today the Sikha of Bahalescha Chelik Yud Gimel, Sikha Aleph. Very Rashi Sikha with a very beautiful practical Heira at the end. And one ois or one paragraph, a little bit of a perspective from the world of Chassidus. What's very fascinating about the Sikha is that recently the Project Likutei Sichos put out the pages of the Hagois, where you could see the Rebbe's Hagois on the second round, some on the first, but mostly on the second round of Hagois. And it is actually fascinating, as we learn through the Sikha, to see some of the very subtle but profound differences or edits that the Rebbe makes in the Sikha. It reminds us, once again, that as we learn through the Sikha, every single word and even letter and every inyan that's brought in is not just it's not just there to make it sound right, but it's actually bediyuk ubekavana, and it makes us want to learn the words and to understand the Sikha even more. So we're going to learn the Sikha together. I probably won't make much mention of the Hagois, although I do encourage you to take a look at them, and as you learn the Sikha, to notice and to chap the geschmack of the Rebbe's Hagois and the Rebbe's involvement in the Sikha. Anyway, this Sikha is about the mitzvah of Chatzotzeres, the mitzvah that the Yidden had in the Midbar, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu to make two silver trumpets, and at various different occasions, they would sound the trumpets, and based on what the sounds, which sounds were being made, the tkiya, drua, etc., and in what order, this was an indication to the Yidden that there was something that they had to be aware of. So the pasuk, the sikha begins. Min hapasuk b'parashaseinu, uv'yem simchaschem, uv'meyadeichem, uv'rashi chatzeichem, uskaitem b'chatzeitzeres, aleleiseichem, v'alsiv cheshalmeichem, v'hoyu lechem l'zikara lefnei lekeichem, ani Hashem lekeichem. This is the last pasuk of that section, that on the days of joy, and on your Yom Tov, on your festivals, on Rish Chedesh, you should blow into the chatzeitzeres and the trumpets, over or on the oilos, the carbon oilos, the carbon shlamim, and it should be for you a remembrance before Hashem, I am Hashem, your Hashem. Maitik Rashi, so there's one Rashi on the pasuk, al eleiseichem, umefarish, bekarben tzibur akasuf medaber. That these, al eleiseichem, these karbanis, is referring to karbanis tzibur. That if it was a karban yachid, if a private person was bringing a karban oila, he would not have to sound or have the koyanim sound the chatzotzeres. It was irrelevant, it was only relevant to a karban tzibur. The Tzarech Lahavin, and on this we have a question. Now here in the Sikha, it's broken down into three, Asiyas, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, which really the three of them are interconnected. But nevertheless, as I mentioned earlier, you see here in the Hagois, the Rebbe himself divided them into three different questions. Aleph, L'cha'era, Daye, Sheyema, Brekar, Ben Sibur. The extra words, Hakasuv Medaber, seems to be superfluous. It could have just said, Alei L'seichem, that it's referring to Karbanos Tzibur. Therefore we must say, even though Rashi doesn't say V'goymar, etc., on Alei L'seichem, which would include the continuation of the Pasuk, nevertheless we understand from the fact that it says Hakasuv Medaber, that when Rashi says Bekarben Tzibur, he includes also Ziv Cheshalmechem, Dilahalon, Bekasuv, which is mentioned further, immediately further in the Pasuk. So the question here is either, why does Rashi not say V'goymar? Or, what is Rashi trying to tell us when that both the carbon oila and the carbon shlamim is B'karben Sibur HaKasimadav? Base, second question. Minayin l'Rashi v'psuti shel mikra, sh'amedubaru B'karben Sibur davkev lo'i B'karben Yachid. Of course, as we know, I mean, we've been learning Rashi Sichas together for a while. We know that if Rashi brings something, it's not enough to have a mocker in Halacha or in Gemara. The mocker has to be in Pesudah Shal Mikra. What is the source to Rashi? Where does Rashi know from the actual Pasuk that we're talking about a Karban Tzibur? Yes, Mefarshim. There are those that want to explain the Mefarshi Rashi. The Hechrech, the Rashi, who ki b'sifriyu b'gemara, the Lemeidin mehekesh mishlamim. that what's the compelling Rashi to say that we're talking about Karbonis Tzibur is a hekesh. The Ma'ash Lomim Shal Tzibur Kedi Yalif Hassan Af Eile Shal Tzibur. The Gemara in Erkin is in a different discussion about Shira by the Karbonis, but singing of the Levim. The Gemara brings this pasuk of Al Eile Seichem Val Zivche Shalmichem and says that the fact that they're both next to each other, Al Eile Seichem, a carbon Eile, is a carbon of Kachi Kachi. Shlomim, some are Kachi Kachim, some are Kachim Kalim. So the Gemara says that just like an Eile is a Kachi Kachim, also the Shlomim is also Kachi Kachim in this case, in this pasuk. And then the Gemara says, which Shlomim is Kachi Kachim? Only the carbon Shlomims that are Karbonis Tzibur. And therefore the Gemara derived that just like a carbon Shlomim is a carbon Tzibur, in this case, in the case of this pasuk which was being compared to an Eile, that which is Kachi Kachim, and also a Shlomim is a Kachi Kachim. And so just since the only type of Shlomim that's a Kachi Kachim is a carbon Tzibur, this implies that also the Eile that we're talking about over here is an Eile of a carbon Tzibur. So there's a clear hekesh, and this hekesh is also brought in the Sifri, that teaches me that we're talking over here about a carbon Tzibur. Aval, kimedubur kamapamim, Rashi mefarish kol hadorus lavonas pshuta shel mikra limud hamaskalu b'mechamish ve'ein noisei mechala mavur b'sivri v'gemara. We know, and it's been spoken about several times, that Rashi is going to explain anything that is needed, that is necessary, for even the ben chamish, even the 5-year-old who's learning the pshuta shel mikra to understand, and he does not rely on sifri and gemara. V'im lehekesh then iskaven Rashi havel levaru. If Rashi was referring to this comparison, to this hekesh between Eila and Shlomim to teach me that we're talking about a carbon Tzibur, then Rashi should have explained it. Or at least hinted to the Sifri by saying, as is stated in the Sifri. But to totally ignore the Sifri means that Rashi is not using the Sifri. And for the obvious reason of the fact that Rashi is talking about Pshuta Shel Mikra, not about Sifri and Gemara. And therefore, we're back to our original question, with what's the Mokir, what is the source for Rashi and Pshuta Shel Mikra, that we're talking about a carbon Tzibur here. Gimul al Pihanal, according to the above, namely, that, number one, that Rashi is only teaching us something that is in Pshuta Shel Mikra, and number two, that we're not using the hekesh to understand how we know that we're talking about carbon Tzibur. Pirish Rashi is that medaber b'hakasuf. Rashi is talking about the hakasuf, the pasuk. The pasuk itself is telling me that we're talking about a carbon Tzibur. We're not learning from within the pasuk for another part of the pasuk. The very pasuk itself, hakasuf medaber. The very pasuk itself is telling me that we're talking about a carbon Tzibur. So we have here three parts to the question. Number one, Rashi is only talking about the Eile and not the Shlomim, even though he then says Akasav Medaber, which implies the Shlomim as well. Number two, how does Rashi know, that we're talking about a carbon Tzibur? And number three, where in the Hakasuv do I see that this is talking about a carbon Tzibur base? Now we're going to bring another Rashi, the next Rashi after that, and ask another slew of questions. At the end, Rashi quotes the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem u'mefarish, and Rashi explains. Mikan lamadnu, from this we learn Malchius im Zechrenes v'Sheifus, that you say Malchius together with Zechrenes v'Sheifus. Shenemar, and we learn it from this pasuk because the pasuk says uskaitem harei shayfris, even though the pasuk is talking about chatzitzis. But the fact that it says uskaitem, which can also refer to shayfris, refers to the mitzvah or to when we say psukim of shayfar. Lizikaren harei zichrenis, lizikaren is mentioning zichrenis, and niyashav alekeichem zumalchius. So when it says in the end of the pasuk, niyashav alekeichem, this is telling me that whenever I have zichrenis and shayfris, I should also have malchius. The Tzarech Lavan, on this we have a number of questions. First question, of course, is what is missing in the pasuk that compels Rashi to say anything? It is not the style of Rashi who comes to explain the Pesukim Shel Mikra to teach halachas that are understood or learned from the pasuk. And the only time Rashi will bring a halacha is only for the purpose of when there's something missing, when there's something that's not understood in the pasuk, and the only way to understand it is by bringing a drashas razal. Rashi will do that because we need to understand the pasuk. But if the pasuk is understood and it's just a halacha that's learned from the pasuk, it's not Rashi's regular style to include it. So in our case, in our pasuk, ma chaser ba'avonas pastus hakosuv shelachin muchrach Rashi lohavi alimur ba'alacha. What is lacking in this in understanding of this pasuk that compels Rashi to bring a limud in halacha, something a halachic application of the pasuk that you should say malchias together with zechrenis and shenis? Basically, you say to mezu. To intensify this question, pirush hakosuv uskaitem v'gema. Ho yulachem lezikodim lefnei lekechem pasuk. The understanding of the pasuk is very simple. It's a commandment that we should blow in the trumpets. So that we should remember Hashem. Just like the pasuk, the previous pasuk, which we'll mention in a moment, which is talking about when the Yidden go to war, they should blow shofar. It's a very simple pasuk, and Rashi says nothing on it because it's very simply understood pasuk that you should blow the shofar and be remembered by Hashem. In our pasuk, Rashi is teaching not only and Rashi is teaching it shalei the pasuk pshat is go and blow the chatzitzis and be remembered by Hashem. Comes Rashi and says the pshat different than the pasuk pshat. The uskaitum upsukei sheifris v'zikaron upsukei zechinus. We're not talking over here about blowing the chatzitzis and be remembered by Hashem, but it's talking about blowing, about saying psukei sheifris and saying psukei zechinus. The same question where Rashi is deviating from the Pirush HaPashut, which is contrary to Rashi's regular style, and explaining something that's Shalei Kipshutei, we have the same thing in Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because in the Pirush Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shepsim HaKasuv, Kvar Pirush Rashi Lifnei Zeh B'Parshas Ve'era, Rashi already explained previously in Parshas Ve'era, that Ani Hashem Pirush Ani Nemel Hashem Shachar Tei V'Chulu, that Ani Hashem means that Hashem is trustworthy, Hashem is faithful to reward, a proper reward. Umesif and Rashi over there adds, B'Lashon Hazeh Matzino Shu Nidush B'Kavon V'Kemis, that in many places, when it says Ani Hashem, it's referring to Nemel Hashem Shachar. There's an entire sikha on this, in Chelik Yud Beis, I believe it was Parshas Achrei, where the Rebbe has a whole sikha on Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that when it usually means Nemel Hashem Shachar, and when sometimes it means something else. But over here, L'cheir Ani Hashem Elokeichem Nemel Hashem Shachar, U'lefi zeh b'pashtus yesh l'faresh k'en gam ha'pasek tila. So L'cheir, we could have said the same thing in our pasuk, Ani Hashem Nemel Hashem Shachar, that I'm the Eibush, that you can trust me to repay you the good reward, the proper reward. V'lom v'faresh k'an, and therefore the question is, why over here does Rashi say, Aleph Beif and Acher? Why does Rashi change from the normal, the regular understanding of Ani Hashem, and Beis the Leikip Sutei Klal, entirely different than the Pirush HaPashut, the Koyal Psukim Malchis? Not only does Rashi change from the regular Pshat, the Pshat that Rashi chooses is not consistent with the Pirush, seemingly not consistent with the Pirush HaPashut of the Kasuf, of the Pasuk. Ukenir Mizgam Belosh Rashi Atzmai, Mikan Lamad Nuchulu, from here we learn, in other words, from here we derive, implying this is not the simple. Here there's a limud. We're learning out of these words another pshat, implying that this is not the literal understanding of the words. And therefore we have this question, the double question, first on the pasukim of uskaitem, and the Rashi teaches it shalei kipshutei. And again, on the yasim of the keichem, Rashi teaches it shalei kipshutei and changes the pshat. Gimel, third question. Rashi ma'itik min hakosuv ha'teves Ani Hashem Elokeichem. In the Dibur HaMalschil, in the words Rashi is quoting from the pasuk, he only quotes the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Avo mefarish gam ha'teves v'skaitim v'luzikarim. Hanemaras lifnei zeh, but Rashi also includes in his pirush the words uskaitim and lizikarim, which are mentioned earlier in the pasuk, that uskaitim means psukis shefris or shefris, and lizikarim means zichreinus. So the question is, Rashi should have included the words "uskaitim lezikaron" in his dibur amaschil, or the farshon lifnez of a dibur b'fnei, or to explain them separately in a dibur, in a different pirush, in a different dibur amaschil, but to totally ignore the words "uskaitim lezikaron" when Rashi is explicitly using them to explain them in the pasuk is unusual and calls for a question. Why does Rashi not mention "uskaitim lezikaron" in his pirush? So these questions were in the Havana of Rashi. Gimul Oydesh the Daik with the Rashi, there are three more diyukim. Diyukim is not questions in the Pshat of Rashi, but diyukim are individual points that Rashi mentions or that Rashi says, and we want to understand the subtleties in these parts of the Rashi. And there's three more diyukim. Aleph lama lehiktim Rashi lepirushay. Dorshu Rabbi Seinu v'chayetzi b'za, k'darki b'kama m'kaymus, sh'ein ha'kosu v'siyashev al-pi, k'darki b'kama m'kaymus, sh'ein ha'kosu v'siyashev al-pi p'sutei, u'murchich l'fashi al-pidroshas razal. Why does Rashi not begin with the words Dorshu Rabbi Seinu? Generally speaking, when Rashi has to bring in a drashas chazal, because the pasuk is not understood al-pi p'sutei, so Rashi has to bring another drash from chazal. So he introduces Dorsh to Rabbi Seinu, that it's not the Pirush HaPashut, it's a drash from Chazal. Here, seemingly, we're based on the way we're asking the questions that Rashi is bringing in a Pirush HaLeilifi Pshutai, for whatever reason, which we're going to explain later. Why does Rashi not begin with Dorsh to Rabbi Seinu? Beis b'siyum Pirush HaYestiv Rashi v'chulu. Tzarech lov and mamanam is b'zeh. Rashi adds in the words v'chulu at the end of the Pirush. You have to understand what does Rashi imply with the v'chulu, and then the question continues, and the following till the end of the paragraph is actually handwritten by the Rebbe in the Hagoyes. V'kivon shemid mevi'ol mashma asharem eshayach lepirushay. But since Rashi does bring the word v'chulu, even though we don't understand at this point why, but since Rashi does bring it, clearly Rashi believes that whatever it's implying is relevant to the Pirush Havalei Levarich. So why doesn't Rashi explain it explicitly? If Rashi is trying to tell us something, let him say it. And if there's nothing to say, then why does he put in the V'chulu? Gimel Parashas Emor. The third diuk is in a Parashas Emor, Pirush Rashi Zichrein Teruah, Psukei Zichreinus or Psukei Shefes. The Kanshina V'sosam Zichreinus Shefes. Over there Rashi uses the words, in Parashas Emor, Rashi comes on the word Zichrein Teruah. That was in Chelik Yud Beis. The second Sicha of Emor was an entire Sicha on the Inyan of Zichrein Teruah. Actually, from the very same Farbrengen as this one, which is Shabbos Ba'aleis Chatov Shem Chav Zayin. And over there, the focus was on the word Zichrein Teruah. And that was made into a liquid for itself. And this is Sicha is on this Rashi of the Inyan of the Chatzetris, which is also a reference to Psukei Zechernes or Psukei Shefres, yet Rashi does not use the words Psukei Zechernes or Psukei Shefres. He only uses the words Zechernes and Shefres, and the question is, why does he change? And in Emma used the word Psukei Zechernes, and over here, he does not use the word Psukei. So basically we have three sets of questions. One question is on the Rashi, Bekarbet Sibur, Akasav Medaber. We're trying to figure out, how does Rashi know this? And why does Rashi say Akasav Medaber? And how do we know that this applies both to Oila and Shlomim? The second set of questions is, why does Rashi taich? Why does Rashi bring here a Pirush? And if he does bring a Pirush, why does he totally change from the Pirush HaPashut? Both with regards to Uskaitim, V'hoyulachem Lezikaren, as well as to the words Ani Hashem Alekeichem. And finally, these diyukim in Rashi, why doesn't he say Dorshu Rabbi Seinu? Why does he say V'chulu? And why does he not say the words Psukei Zechreinus and Psukei Shefes? V'abir Bazen, Ois Daud is going to ask the question, and he's going to answer the question by asking another question. And if you're going to say, oh, we have so many questions already, this question is so basic, and the answer is so beautiful, that it's possible that you never even thought of it. And now that, and once you learn the answer, you're not even going to understand how you ever read this pasuk or saying this pasuk without knowing what the word means, what the words mean. Vabir baza yuvin eis dalad, vabir baza yuvin b'hakim t'miyan eis hafes. We have to explain this, we have to ask one more question, one more wonder. Duber kama pa'amim, shedarki so Rashi v'pirushi alatere lefarish kol davar asasim sudusol nikra. It is the way of Rashi to explain anything that is unclear. Sosum means if you have a word and you don't know what it means, Rashi is going to explain it. The pasuk begins with the words of Yom Simchaschem, on the day of your joy. And why does Rashi not explain what it means? Which days is Yom Simchaschem that on those days you have to blow the chatzetes? That ef shel lefarshim al yemei amoyadim lesimcha. You can't refer that it's talking about Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Harei Niskiru Tekev La'achreza. The immediately in the pasuk, the next word is Uvim Hayadeichem. Number one, Aleph Bifnei Atzmei. They are mentioned individually, separately. Besides Uvim Simchaschem, Beis Ubevav Hamoisif Alakoidim Uvim Hayadeichem, and it's a vav that's adding on to what it says before. If it would have said Uvuyayim Simchaschem Bimoyadechem on the days of your joy on your Yomim Tevim, you might have said Bimoyadechem is a taich, is an explanation of Uvuyayim Simchaschem. Which still would have a question, why does it say it twice? Uvuyayim Simchaschem Bimoyadechem. But especially if you have a Uvuyadechem, that it's adding on something and what was said previously implies that Uvuyadechem is a different time than Uvuyayim Simchaschem. So if Uvuyadechem means Yom Tev, then when is Uvim Simchaschem? Which day is the pasuk referring to? Now, we're going to bring two suggestions, one in the year, one in the next paragraph, which are not going to work. B'sifri ala pasuk mefarash Uvim Simchaschem elu Shabbosos. The Sifri says Uvim Simchaschem refers to Shabbos. Avo, Aleph, imkein avlo l'Rashi l'farisa. If according to Rashi, that was the pshat here, Rashi should have said Uvim Simchaschem elu Shabbosos. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi, according to Rashi Shita, is impossible for Rashi to say that it means Shabbos. In the simple understanding of the Psukim, we do not find the reference of Simcha to Shabbos. That we should be able to refer to Uvayim Simchaschem, to Shabbos, as Uvayim Simchaschem without explaining. Especially near Yom Tov, which on Yom Tov it says clearly v'samachta b'chagecha. So it wouldn't make sense that to call Shabbos Yom Simchaschem, where Shabbos is never mentioned in the Psukim as a Yom Simcha, and b'me'adeichem to not refer to as Yom Simchaschem when they are mentioned explicitly as a day Simcha v'samachta b'chagecha. So al pi pashtus, in other words, just looking at Pshutei Shel Mikra, Uvayim Simchaschem doesn't mean Shabbos. Because A, we don't find in the Pesukim to say Simcha for regards to Shabbos, especially near the words Uvayim, which if it doesn't call Yom Tov Uvayim Simchaschem, for sure Shabbos is not Uvayim Simchaschem. Ulohoyim. Even according to halacha, it's not so simple whether Shabbos is considered a Yom Simcha. And in the Ha'aris, I mean, there's a numerous in the Ha'aris, and I would encourage everyone to go through some of them, especially in the sheet of the Pinuchim, which spells out prints out the references in the Ha'aris. But just in the first one, which is Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of the Shabbos, he speaks about what represents Shabbos. It's covered in Oynik. He says over there, he explains that there's a mitzvah l'katshoy, there's a mitzvah l'angoy, chabdoy, l'angoy, which is different things. It doesn't say the word simcha. In the brackets, he brings that this Oynik shall simcha. And Yom Tov, that's midairais. But the first day he mentions Simcha is with regards to Yom Tov, not with regards to Shabbos. And the same thing is in the Rambam, which is referenced in Kuntres Achrin, Sifkotin Beis, in the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. He over there brings that the mitzvah on Shabbos is Lekachoy, Lechabdoy, Laangoy. I don't remember exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. But then the next halacha, halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So we see, I'm sure there's more to it, and I didn't delve into the various different Mekaitis in the other 13, but clearly Clearly, even in some of the more basic Mekedis and Halacha, like the Alter Rebbe and the Rambam, they don't refer to Shabbos as a Yom Simcha. So clearly, according to Rashi, the Yom Simchas Chem does not mean Shabbos. The Yelemer de Kavanas Akasa Limei Simchas Chem, nor can we say that it's referring to any general Yom Simcha, Hainu Simcha Prati, Shalish Prati, a private Simcha. The Kshnevi Yos Karban LaHashem, that when a person is bringing a carbon to Hashem, Tzorech Mutkaya, he has to blow or have the Kayan and blow in the Chatzetz Vizchum. Sharei Kinnis Kilel, Pidish Rashi, Oilei Seichem, the Karban Tzibur Akas Medaber. As we mentioned earlier, Rashi says that we're talking about carbon sibur. So it can't be talking about a private simcha. And since Rashi doesn't say anything when he explains these words, it must be that Rashi holds that these words are self-understood. And they don't even need an explanation. So not only are we asking, what does it mean of Yom Simchas Chem? We're asking that of Yom Simchas Chem must be such a simple understanding that Rashi doesn't even feel it necessary to explain it. So what could it mean? It's such a basic question. Pasuk says of Yom Simchas Chem, the Habir. So here's the explanation of the words of Yom Simchas Chem. The pasuk lifneza, in the previous pasuk, right before the pasuk that we're learning today, it said, "Namar." It says, "V'chisavei yomelchama." When you're going to war, "V'hadeisem." When you're going to sound, you're going to blow the chatzetzus. "V'niskartem." You'll be remembered by Hashem. "V'noishaitem ayevechem." And you will be saved from your enemies. "U'behemshech lazeh." And in continuation to that pasuk, "Namar b'pasuk dilan." It says in our pasuk, "U'v'yem simchaschem b'vavachibur," with the connecting vav. This pasuk is coming in continuation to the previous pasuk. So based on this, it makes a lot of sense. When it says in this pasuk, that you're going to referring to a day of joy that's being established after the v'noshaitem, after the being saved from the enemy and the victory of the war, there'll be a day of Yom Simchas Chem lehoidei shulahalala Kadosh Baruch Hu, to praise and thank Hashem al Yeshuas medeivim for their salvation, for their being saved from their enemies. Umulamdeinu akasav, and the pasuk is telling us, neis v'alaveres and mechatzetes v'gerim beis hamilchama, in addition to the blowing of the chatzetes during the milchama, which is to scare off the enemy or to say that we're going in the name of Hashem and to awaken Hashem's mercy on the Yidden when they're going to Melchama. How do you be Yom Simchas Chem l'nitzachon ha-Melchama? When you have a Yom Simcha for winning the war, uve mayadeichem v'gemar, or for a Yom Tiv, uskaitim ha-chatzetes ala l'seichem v'gemar, you also blow the chatzetes. So now, Yom Simchas Chem means something very simple. When we have a Yom Simcha to thank Hashem for Nitzachon HaMelchama, Ve'al Pi Zemum B'Pashtus Ha'Echach L'Fares De'Leseichem Ha'Ne Karban Tzibur. And according to this, it's very simple. How we know, how Rashi knows that De'Leseichem is Karban Tzibur. Ki when the Kol HaDvarim V'Hayom Shvikshuvim Elu Ele, all of the events and all of the days referenced in this pasuk, whether it's Kisaveo Gamer, Ba'artzachem V'Gamer, V'Nishaitem V'Gamer, when you're going to war, which obviously affects everyone, U'V'Yem Simchaschem, U'V'Mayadechem, and the Yem Simcha, which is the day following the victory of the war, or the Yamim Tevim, are all Yonei Tziburim, Kineskelela, all communal events. Move on, so from this is understood, Shekam Hemshech HaKasuv, U'Skaitim V'Chatzetzes, Al'e L'Seichem V'Gamer, V'Karben Tzibur HaKasuv V'Daber. So it's understood that also as the pasuk continues, it's referring to inyanei tzibur, things that affect the community, the public. And therefore, when it says aloi leseichem, obviously it's talking about karban tzibur. And hakasuv, the whole pasuk is talking about karban tzibur, and regamzim cheshal mechem, also the shlamim. So now we've now answered our first set of questions. What's Rashi coming? How does Rashi know the carbon sibur akasav medaber? Because the whole pasuk is talking about carbon sibur. Once you inyanei tzibur, once you understand that uv'yein simchas chem is referring to is referring to the Yemei Simcha, the Yom Simcha after winning the war, which obviously was a communal event. And Me'adechem, of course, is also something that's an Inyan Shel Tzibur. Of course, the rest of the Pasuk is Bekarben Tzibur. As a matter of fact, you can even say, I mean, I don't know if that's a pshat in the Sicha, the Adrab, I think he's saying a little bit differently, but HaKosuv Medaber, the Pasuk itself is telling us that it's a Karben Tzibur. Although, here he says HaKosuv Anukam Zivchei Shalmeichem, that when he says HaKosuv, that the whole Kosuv is referring to the fact that, to the Zivchei Shalmeichem. But maybe you could knage that the Pasuk itself, the very Pasuk is talking about Inyanei Tzibur, and from the Pasuk itself came a Farshtein that is talking about Inyanei Tzibur. So that answers our first set of questions. Now, Eisvav, we're going to Eisvav and Zayin, we're going to go to the next Rashi, V'ni Hashem Alekech. V'ni Alpi Pasuk, Alpi Anal. According to the above, Pasuk is the number of Hemshech La Pasuk de Lefanov, that this Pasuk is said in continuation to the previous Pasuk. Move on, Gam Kain, Ein Lefar, is any Hashem Alekechem and Amar Kan. Keep it Ushim Bishar Makeme, is Nemel Hashalim Schar. It's understood that you can't teach any Hashem Alekechem the way it's regularly teached, that it means Nemel Hashalim Schar, that the Eibishter is trusted to pay, to give the reward, to reciprocate. That a mefurish be pasuk akedem the yishalim schar, because the previous pasuk already explicitly stated that the Eibishter will give the schar. He said, "Vaari eisim b'chatzitzis, you will blow in the trumpets, v'yal yedezev and yishaitem yevechem, and through that you will be saved, you will be remembered, excuse me, by Hashem, and you will be saved from your enemies." Which basically means your mitzvah is to blow the chatzitzis, and your reward is being saved from the enemies. So we already know that when it comes to Chatzetzis, the Eibishter is going to give a reward. Umay kamashmal on kra yaseira b'pasek abat tekev la'akreza the gamal uskaitim v'germe yishalim schar. So what would be the chiddush, what would he be telling us by saying another pasek immediately after the previous one that also for uskaitim there's schar. He just said v'har yaseim and there's a schar. I would know that. To tell it to me again seems totally redundant. The loch in Mefarish Rashi, and therefore Rashi teaches Shahayitur Dani Hashem Alekechem and Amerkan. But the Lamed Alocha, therefore Rashi says, I can't say Ani Hashem Alekechem. Is telling me Nemel Shalom Schar. So therefore, I must come to the conclusion that we are learning Alocha here. The loch in Medayak Rashi Bilashayne Vekasev Mikan Lomadnu. Hainu Shayne Bolifarish Pirush and Shalatevis Ani Hashem Alekechem. Keep Rush and keep Sutam. Therefore, he says the words "mikam l'madnu" to say that he doesn't want to touch the pashta pshat of the pasukim. The pashta pshat of the pasukim is "ani yashem alekeichem." I am the Eibishter. The question is, why does it come to tell it to us? It comes to tell it to us because we're going to learn halacha from it. But that's an extra thing, and therefore Rashi says "mikam l'madnu." It's not pirush pashat. Umamshik Rashi. So Rashi explains to us, what is this extra halacha that I'm going to learn because of these extra words of Ani Hashem Alekechem? Malchiyus im Zichrenes Hosefes. That you should say Malchiyus together with Zichrenes Hosefes. Shenemar, uskaitem are Shefes. The word uskaitem in the Pasuk refers to Shefes. Zikaron are Zichrenes, the word Zikaron refers to Zichrenes. Ani Hashem Alekechem zu Malchiyus. V'ein kavanose lefadesh du uskaitem v'geymar zikaron u'amiras psukim. He doesn't mean to say that when it says in the Pasuk Uskaitem, and it says in the Pasuk Lizikar, and he's talking about saying Psukei Zichrenes and Psukei Shefes. Sharei Zahein Bechapshat. Because that's opposite of the Pshat. The Pshat, the simple Pshat in the Pasuk is, when you come back from war, or on a Yom Tov, you should actually blow the Chatzetzis, and be remembered by Hashem. And Hashem is there, Sha'akos of Meisiv Kan. Ani Hashem Alekeichem. From the fact that the Pasuk adds the words Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Milam Deinu, this teaches us that whenever you have the concept of Shefres v'Zichrenes, you have to also include the concept of Malchius. So for example, when in the case of the Pasuk over here, you have to have Uskaitem, because you're blowing the Chatzetzis, you're having the Zikar Lefnei Hashem, so therefore you should also have the mention of Ani Hashem Alekeichem, that the Eibishter is the Melech of the world. And from this we learn to Rosh Hashanah as well, that when we say Psukei Malchus, and Psukei Shefris, and Psukei Zechrenis, we should also have Psukei Malchus. The Kishim said the Pasuk Zeshen Nemarus Kaitem, Hadei Yesh Teichen Shal Shefris, Aydei Tkiya, just like in our Pasuk, where you says with Skaitem, so you have the content of the concept of Shefer, through the blowing of the Chatzaitzris, Lizzi Karim, when the Pasuk has to be remembered by Hashem, Hadei Yesh Teichen Shal Zechrenis. You have the concept of Zechrenis that you're being remembered by Hashem. Meisiv Kraya Seder, the Pasuk adds an extra Pasuk on the Hashem Lekechem. Zumalchiyas, to mention the fact that the Eivishter is the Melech, Kameikin Bechopam. Shatzarech Liya Zechrenis V'Shefris, so too in any case, where there has to be Zechrenis V'Shefris, Bein Kipshutei Kim Nidam. Whether it's simple actually blowing Shefris and being remembered by Hashem like in this Pasuk. Bein amin is psukim in Rosh Hashanah, or whether it's through psukim, as is done in Rosh Hashanah, so the chliyas and malchiyas, you have to have malchiyas together with it. The lachim medayik Rashi, in the case of psukim, zecherenis of psukim shefer, it's kiparshas emer, that's it, Rashi does not say the word psukim. Ela zecherenis gemer sheferis, shari benin didan eina kavanu le psukim zecherenis ve sheferis, ela kipsutri kinam. The pasuk is not referring to, Rashi here is not referring only to psukim. He's referring to the concept of zecherenis and sheferis, that you have to have malchis together with it. The relevance to us might be on Rosh Hashanah to psukim, but there might be other relevances, like in the pasuk over here, where it's not about psukim sheferis and psukim zecherenis. That's it, Rashi doesn't say the word psukim. Because Rashi is teaching us that we're learning from here that whenever there is a concept of Zechreinus and a concept of Shefris going on, you should also have the concept of Malchis together with it. Now in Oy Zion, he is going to explain the same thing, the same Zizvav, but Besignan Achakasas, with a different style. And I believe this entire A Zion is all written the Ksav Yad Kotze in the Rebbe's holy handwriting. Now, technically, if it's a Sign Acher Ktzas, then it's really pretty much saying the same thing in other words. But obviously, if the Rebbe added it in, he's adding something that wasn't said in Oizvav. So I'm going to leave it to the Ma'ainim, to those who are learning more Be'iyun, to discuss and to explain what is the Chiddush of A Zion over Oizvav. But one of the things that came to me as I was learning the Sikha was that in the Oiz Beis, in question Beis, in Oiz Beis, the Rebbe asked the question, why does Rashi teach the Pasuk Deloi Kipsuta? And it wasn't so clear in Oiz Vav, the answer to that question. In Oiz Zayin, the Rebbe clarifies that Rashi is not teaching the Pasuk Shalei Lefi Pshuta. That the Pshat of the Pasuk is Lefi Pshuta. And the pshat of Aniyasim and the Kechem is an extra thing above the Pirush HaPashut of the Pasuk. We'll see it inside. B'signar HaKtas. Gam l'Rashi, Pirush HaKosov HaKipshutah. Even according to Rashi, the basic understanding of the Pasuk is Kipshutah. That you have to go and blow a Chatzaitzris and be remembered by Hashem. V'lochin ein tzarech l'farshoy. And if Rashi does not have to explain it, commercially Pirush Krasa Lefano. Mr. Grash didn't explain the pasuk before it. Because it's saying something very simple. Go blow a chatzetzis. Hainu shatzorach liyas rakus kaitam. That you have to do the blowing of the chatzetzis. V'akosuv mavtiach. And the pasuk promises, Chalidei zeh, yiyu lizikarim. That will cause him to be remembered by Hashem. Ukemei b'krasa Lefano. Just like the previous pasuk, where it says, V'ariyesim b'chatzetzis. So you blow the chatzetzis when you go to war. V'alidei zeh v'niskaitam. And through this you'll be remembered by Hashem. V'neshaitam e'yevechem. We have to understand is why it says Aniyasim Lekechem. And therefore he's telling us another thing that we can learn from it, from the extra words Aniyasim Lekechem. But it's not changing the pshat of the pasuk. And that's why the Chayre Rashi doesn't say Dorshu Rabbi Seinu. It says Mikan Lamadnu, because it's a limud that's being learned from the pasuk. But it's not something that is said when the pasuk is not misyasav al pipsutei, because the pasuk makes perfect sense al pipsutei. There's no shaila here on the pshutei, on the pashtus of the pasuk. Uskaitem bechatzaitzis v'niskaitem lefnei Hashem lekechem, or v'hayu lecham lezikaren lefnei Hashem lekechem. Ani Hashem lekechem. So for this we have to explain that there's another limud that's coming from Ani Hashem lekechem. But the Pirush HaPashut of the Pasuk doesn't change. And that's, I think, one of the things that are clarified in Ezayin. I'm sure there's more things. And there'll be a whole week of Baal Eischa to delve into it. Oh. So pretty much we've answered all of our questions. Besides four, we already discussed the task we covered Sibir HaKasim Adaber. We asked the question, why, what's lacking in the Pasuk that brings Rashi out? So the answer to that question is, what does it mean Uvayim Simchaschem? And what does it mean Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Why does Rashi tie Shalei Kipshutei? We said he's not tying Shalei Kipshutei. He's just explaining an extra limud from the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does Rashi not say Uskaitim and Lizikarim the Dibra Mascha? Because he's not coming to explain Uskaitim and Lizikarim. He's coming to explain specifically the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does Rashi not say Psukim, Zechernis, and Psukim, Shevis? Because Rashi is telling us that even if it's not Psukim, even if it's Zechernis and Shevis, Kipshutai, you also have to include Malchias with it. The question that wasn't answered was the Vechulu. And that's Oishches. The Talmud Mimulach, which is the seasoned student or the sharp student, is going to ask, Lama Mishan the Rashi, you Pasach, the Malchias, Achakach, Zechernis, Achakach, Shevis. The question that we're going to ask is on the order of Malchis, Zechernis, and Shefis. That in the Rashi, he mentions Malchis, Im Zechernis, and Shefis. So Malchis is mentioned first, Zechernis is second, and Shefis is third. Happens to be, nothing happens to be, everything is B'kavona Tchila, that on Rosh Hashanah, when we say the Psukim Malchis, Zechernis, and Shefis in Musaf, we say first Psukim Malchis, and then Psukim Zechernis, and then Psukim Shefris. But when we're learning it from the Pasuk here, Haseder B'Kasuv L'Pirush Rashi, who Shemaschil B'Shefris, first it says V'Skaitem, which is Shefris, then it says L'Zikar L'Ofnei Hashem, Achachach Zechernis, which is Zechernis, U'Mesayim B'Malchis, and then Anir Shem L'Keichem is Malchis. So the Talmud Mimulach, a Ben Chamish Namikra, may not be bothered by this question, because it's not a question that's relevant to Pshat, to the Pirush HaPashut of the Pasuk. But a Talmud Mimulach was learning a little bit deeper. Might wonder, why when Rashi comes to explain it to us, does Rashi change the order from the Pasuk and say it in a different order? Therefore Rashi ends V'chulu. He's telling the Talmud Mimulach, go look it up in the Sifri. Because in the Sifri, he answers your question. So if so, says the Sifri, if we're learning Malchis, Zechernis, and Shefis from this Pasuk, why did the Chachamim establish first Malchis and then Zechernis and Shefis, which is different than this Pasuk? Umitaritz, and the Sifri answers that the Seder has to be that way. First, Amlichei Olav Alecha Tchila. First, you have to crown the Eibishter as your king. Then you have to ask the Eibishter his rachamim, his mercy, that he should remember you. Ubamen, how do you arouse the Eibishter's rachamim? B'shefer with shefer. So the Sifri says that there's a reason why the Chachamim were mesakin Malchis and Zechernis and Shefers, because that's the normal Seder. First, the Eibishter has to be crowned as king. Then you could ask the Eibishter to remember you, and then you do it with a shefer. And therefore, when Rashi brings the din of the Chachamim to say to do Malchis together with Zechernis and Shefris, maybe Gam Kim B'Seder Zeh, Rashi brings in the Seder. In the second half of Rashi, when he's explaining the Pasuk, he Taka explains it in the order of Skaitim, then Livniskar, the Zikarim, and then Anir Shem Lekeichem. But at the beginning of Rashi, when he mentions the halacha, so to speak, that Malchis Im Zechernis B'Shefris, he's bringing the halacha of the Chachamim, he brings it down in the way the Chachamim established it, which is Malchis and Zechernis and then Shefris. V'yein Rashi might think the case is Ebipi'epifetus. And if you remember, there was the second half of question base over here was why doesn't Rashi say it explicitly? If it's being meramis to something that needs explanation, why doesn't Rashi say it explicitly? Very simple. Ela meramis b'vechulu, Rashi hints it b'vechulu, kikushuzu in b'sutu sumikra. Because it's not a question in the Havanas HaKasov. It's not a question in the words of the Pasuk. It's a question in the way Rashi explains it compared to the way it's said in the Pasuk. But the Pasuk is not a question. The Pasuk is understood. It's talking about Chatzesis. The halacha that's being learned from the Pasuk is being said in a different way. So therefore he says, V'chulu, if you have a question, go look in Sifri. But it doesn't have to be mentioned because it's not a question on the words of the Pasuk. It's a question on the way Rashi brings the Divrei Chacham. And just to make this more gishmak, Yesh Lahamtik, again, these words Yesh Lahamtik are words that the Rebbe actually wrote by hand instead of what was previously was said in the way of a question. The Rebbe edited, the Rebbe corrected it and wrote the Yesh Lahamtik, that it makes it more gishmak. It's not a question and an answer, but it just makes it more gishmak. Shini HaSeder Ba'alimut Kan, the difference in the Seder, as it's changed from the way it's in the Pasuk. If you look at it from the perspective of Chassidus, in Sidra Arizal, was brought in Chassidus, explains that Shefer is Hainu Bina. The Shefer represents the level of Bina. Zechrenes Zoh. Zechrenes represents the level of Zoh, which is the spheres of Chesed through Yesoid. Umalchia is Malchus. And Malchis represents the spheres of Malchus. So you have three levels. You have Bina, Zoh, and Malchus. Bina B'tayda, Shimei L'mayla L'mata. Tayda, that's coming from above, from the top down, from above to below. Muvoy Moin Yonim Kan. L'fisidim L'mayla L'mata. So the Seder and Yonim is brought according to the Seder L'mayla L'mata. Maschil Mishayfer, it begins with Shayfer Bina. Achakach Zichrein Zoh. Then it goes to Zichrein to Zoh. Yachakach Malchus. And then it goes to Malchus, which is the lowest level. It's going Milamayla Lamata, from above to below. Avo Seder Aveda Sa'odam. When it's telling us what to do, which is our Aveda, Shi Milamayla Lamayla, which we're beginning from below and we're climbing upwards. Maschal Darga Tachtaina. So we start from the lowest level. Ve'ele Midarga, the Darga Milamata Lamayla. And we're going from level to, we go up. From level to level. From the lowest level to the highest level, lachem b'tefillah, and therefore by davening taker, when we're davening, we are approaching Hashem. I say to you, maschal malchis chulu. We start with malchis, which is malchus. The achakach zah, then zah, which is zichrenus. The achakach bina, which is shefa. So this idea of the two sdorim, the seder the way it is in the pasuk and the seder the way it is in our davening, actually reflects the milamayla lamata and the milamata lamayla according to chassidus. Now, of course, we're going to go in to the psukim, the way they are relevant in our Aveda Haruchas. That this whole explanation of the psukim, the way we explained it in the Rashi, now, if we relearn these psukim, how they talk to us in our Aveda Haruchas, we'll learn a whole new understanding in the pasuk. Eis Yud. To explain the ksuvim, this psukim, in every person's aveda. When the pasuk starts that you're going to go to war, this refers to the milchama that the person has with the yitzara, which the yitzara is the enemy. The lashna pasuk is to go to war against the enemy. There's no enemy that hates us or that wants to make us hurt us like the Yetzirah, especially during davening, the Shas Tzleisa, Shas Krava, because it says in Zayar and Bronon Chassidus and the Rebbe Sichus numerous times at the time of davening, the time of Melchama, Shas Ba Yetzirah Lilchem Negde Leval Machshav Zaras, because the Yetzirah comes to the person to distract him with Machshav Zaras, with foreign thoughts, and it takes a Melchama, it's a battle to be able to concentrate and focus on davening. So when we go to war against the Yetzirah, especially during davening, comes the Pasuk to tell us what is the Eitzah, what is the proper advice to win the war against the Yetzirah. You should blow the Chatzetzis. Chatzetzis, when you blow the Chatzetzis, one of the things that it does, excuse me, is it frightens the enemy. Blowing the chatzetzis refers to a broken and a crushed heart, bitul and achna, humility, subjugation, bitul. She is chanan lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should plead before Hashem l'rachem olav al nafshei, to save him, to have mercy on him and on his soul and his neshama, la'atzili mimayim azedeidim, to save him from the evil waters. By davening to the Eibishter with a bittul, begging the Eibishter to help him overcome the Yetzirah and his cattle of Hashem Lekechem, then you'll be remembered by Hashem and Yishaitam Yevichem. So a person has to go to war. He's going to war against the Yetzirah. The first thing you do is daven to the Yevishter. Recognize that you can't do this on your own. And beg the Yevishter Rachamim that he should give you the koyach to overcome your Yetzirah. But a person might think, this aveda of pleading of this bittul and begging Hashem to help him overcome his Yetzirah, this is only necessary when he's beginning his aveda, when the Yetzirah is so strong and is threatening to overpower him. But once he won the war and he was saved from his enemy, the Yetzirah, and now he's reached a level that he could serve Hashem al-Pi Tam Vadas with his own understanding, even his own mind and his own logic is helping him to serve Hashem. And he's even enjoying the serving of Hashem. So now what's Yetzirah going to come and say? He's going to fight him. You say, I enjoy this. I enjoy serving Hashem. So a person might think that the bittul to Hashem and the acceptance of Hashem's kingship, Hashem's rulership, is not necessary. I passed the level. I'm on a level that my relationship with Hashem is a level of tamadas, a level of tainuk. And I don't need bittul vachna. Milam deinu akasu. Therefore the pasuk comes to tell us, uvayim simchaskem geymar, uskaitem bachatzei tzedeis halil esechem azim cheshal mechem, gam geymar, gam lachar nitzochen amulchama. Ve'eis akrav as akarbonis li iskarev el havaye, torich li eis uskaitem vegeymar, alil esechem azim cheshal mechem, torich li eis uskaitem vegeymar bittul vachna. That even after you've won the war, and now you're on a level that you're bringing karbonis, which means you're on a level that you're coming close to Hashem, nevertheless, even then, there has to be a nuskaitem, there has to be the bittul vachna, even when you're on the level of karbonis, you're beyond the original war, you won the war, still you have to have bittul vachna, it has to continue with you. That throughout your Aveda, even as you go into Tamvadas, into Tainug, into Kiruv, Lefnei Hashem, Niskarev El Hashem, you still have to retain the Bittul and the Achna. And as we're going through these Psukim, every section of the Pasuk is being explained. So in the Pasuk we see that when he speaks about the Niskarev El Havaya, he uses the examples of an Oila and a Shlomo. In the pasuk itself, where he's talking about the akravas hakabanis, the person that's becoming close to Hashem, because he overcame his yetzahara, and he overcame the melchama with Hashem's help, and now he's reaching to become closer to Hashem on a level of tamvadas, on a level of tainuk. Even there, in this liskadev el Hashem, is also there's a seder. That you have to have first an oil and then a shlamim. First you have to make a carbon oil of Hashem. Carbon oil means that the entire thing is burnt to Hashem. Which ba'aveda this refers to giving everything to Hashem, which is a total bittul. You're not involving your seichel in this. You're giving everything. You know, there's not doing it because I understand that. You're not doing it because I enjoy it, because you gave away everything to Hashem. You're doing it solely with a bittul. Maybe carbon shlamim, but only after that, once you've reached the level that you've given everything away to Hashem, you served Hashem with a total bittul, then you can bring a carbon shlamim. What's a carbon shlamim? Hainu aveide bekidu l'akadosh baruch hu mitzad havana v'asag v'shaloi. You serve Hashem, become closer to Hashem on the level of your understanding. Dugmas carbon shlamim she'es v'zahana l'bailav, just like a carbon shlamim, that the bailim, the owner, the person bringing the carbon, also gets to enjoy it. Necha l'bailim, that the bailim eat a part of the carbon shlamim. So also in Aveda, there comes a point where you could understand what you're doing. You're doing it from Tamvadas, you're doing it with Tainug, which this is a secondary level in the Aveda. Once you've done the Aveda mitzad bittul, then you could reach a level where you could do the Aveda mitzad hanoah and Tainug. Ubechlolos Yeser. So till now we were giving the example of Shlamim, Eilan, Shlamim within Tefillah. If we zoom out a little bit, we're going to see that it's talking about two more general elements of Aveda. ובכלל זה יסר קרבן אלה דוגמה זווה דסת תפילה. In a more general, in a more general sense, Eila is Avedis HaTfilah. Shadam Eila Umizdabek Bakadis Baruch Hu, the person is going up and connecting with Hashem. Karban Shlamim Shnecha LaBailim, the Karban Shlamim that we just said is eaten by the owner as well. He Dugmas Avedis HaAdam Beis HaSakai B'tzirach HaVagashim. This is like the person who's serving Hashem through his going to, involving himself in his material matters during the day. So the chli is kol masecha l'shem shemayim, that everything that you do is l'shem shemayim. U'bechol derechecha de'eyu. We've mentioned in the past, based on a sicha, the difference between kol masecha l'shem shemayim u'bechol derechecha de'eyu. Kol masecha l'shem shemayim refers to the fact that it's masecha. You're doing your things, but gashmistika things, but you're doing it b'kavana l'shem shemayim, with a good kavana. B'chol derechecha de'eyu means that you bring the Eibishter into the very thing that you're doing, the most leading on Shabbos. Is you're eating, but you're doing a mitzvah with the food. So it's two different levels. One is it's your ma'isim, but you're doing it for a good cause, a good purpose. The other one is that you're bringing the Eibishter into your ma'isim itself. Either way, you're still involved in the Ilam HaGashmi. So just like by the Karban Shlamim, there's a benefit for you as well. So too in Avodah, there's something that you are gaining on a personal level, but you're also doing it for a good cause, for the Eibishter. Rabbis Ba'akasov say that Avodah. So Mele, the Karban Pasuk is telling us, or hinting to us, there's a Seder. Shekarban, the Karban Shlamim, a person does two Avodas, he has to daven, then he has to go into the world and bring the Eibishter down into the world. So you have to know that there's a Seder Avodah. First comes the Karban Eilat, then the Karban Shlamim. Ki asr la'adam li'sasek b'tzirachav k'edim ha'tfilah. A person is not supposed to be involved in his own personal matters before davening, even if through that you're going to bring a Dideb, excuse me, Dideb b'tachtayim, nevertheless, first you daven, and your Eilom is Davik by Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then you take the Koiches from that davening, and you're able to bring it down into the Avodah of the rest of the day. If I may, I'm referencing the Sicha of Truma, where he spoke about this Avodah. The first you have Meidani, and then you have Tefillah, and only then, could with the Koich of the Tefillah, can you go into the Avodah of the rest of the day. Here you see the same thing, or similar thing, with the Eilom and then the Shlamim. Umadgis Rashi Oid Yosef. And Rashi is madgish more than that. Not only is he telling us what the pasuk says, that you serve Hashem, you have to be mekarev of yourself to Hashem through tefillah and through b'chol masecha yilshim shemayim, etc. But Rashi says b'karben sibur akos medaber ein masvik shavidosei b'tefillah ubitul ti avedas yachid la'atzma. It's not enough that a person should do his aveda in davening and in bitul for himself. Person could say to themselves, very simple, if I'm talking about my bittul is best taken care of when in my own space. I'm in my own space, I'm going to take care of myself, I'll work on my own bittul, and I'll serve Hashem that way. He says, no, you have to become part of a tzibur. When we daven together with a rabbi, it is more acceptable, more desired to the Eibishter. So we have to take this aveidah, the aveidah of bittul, and the Aveda of Tefillah, and the Aveda of Skadav El Hashem, and we have to bring it to the Rabbim, and do it together with the Rabbim, and then it is accepted by the Eibishter, and Skadav Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem, and Shaitim Eveichem, and all of the Nam Lekabel Schar, the Shalom Schar, all of the Schar that we get for our Aveda.